Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Major Campbell, thank you very much for coming on the program. How are you feeling about what the government announced yesterday?
Well, I'm pretty pleased, Roy. I mean, it's positive news. It's a positive direction. Canada at Last is sort of, the government sat on its hands for quite a long time on this one, given the urgency of the situation. But it's good to see that we finally got some forward movement.
You've been in contact with your friend, Major General Habibi, who was on this program with you a couple of weeks ago. What are you hearing from the general?
He's pleased, but as I told the general, let's not celebrate until you're here in Canada, because there are many hurdles yet to be surmounted before we actually get their feet on the ground here in safety. So, he's cautiously pleased or cautiously optimistic, I guess. I've been very, very careful all along the way not to make any promises to General Habibi that I couldn't keep. Because maybe the government wasn't going to step up. We didn't know. And so I've been very cautious in my dealings with him, being supportive for sure, but also being cautious about making promises that I couldn't keep.
Yeah. Major Campbell, we talk a lot about the interpreters, and appropriately so. And they still, in many cases, are going to have to make their way to Kabul, which is going to be a dangerous journey for them, depending on where they are, because that's where the sort of the central location is for getting them out of the country and into Canada. But talk to us, please, for a moment about the importance of the Afghan National Army commanders and the troops that you worked with and how they interacted with Canadian forces.
Oh, well, I mean, they were absolutely essential to the operation, to the mission. We tried to put an Afghan face on every operation that we did because, after all, it was their country and their security situation that they had to come to terms with. So, I mean, working with them as I did on a daily basis, I mean, I virtually lived with the Afghans that I was mentoring and did everything but pray with them, ate meals with them, lived with them, operated with them, chatted with them, spent time with them. I mean, yeah, we were brothers in arms, and their support to our operations was incredible. And they would follow us into combat or lead us into combat, no questions asked. And you can't, allies like that, you can't just leave behind. I mean, it's you got to look to the future. Who's going to work with us if we don't take care of the people that worked with us in the last time? You know what I mean? So this was of national importance.
Yeah, it is, because as you say, there will be a next time. And if we don't bring with us a record of taking care of those who work with us and providing them with some security and safety, then who will want to work with us? What do you think of the fact that the U.S. is now the last NATO nation that's pulling out? They're almost entirely out of Afghanistan now. That's got to be depressing for many who fought there. It's got to be tough on you.
Yeah, you have your moment for sure. As a veteran of Afghanistan, I think we've all had to come to terms with the fact that what we did was we bought time for the Afghans and 20 years of time. So that was time for a 6-year-old girl to become a 26-year-old woman, capable of deciding her own destiny. So we gave the Afghans time, we gave them resources, we gave them training. We bought them some what we hoped was some breathing space in order to come to terms with their future without a war going on in the background.
Okay.
And I think we bought them that time. We did what the government asked of us. We did everything that was asked of us and more. And we did provide the Afghans with that breathing space. Was it long enough? Well, that's for the historians to decide. But we gave the Afghans an opportunity, and what they chose to do with it was entirely up to them. It always was. It's their country, their future, their destiny.
Major Campbell, thank you very much for the time today. Thanks for all the time you spent with us and for what you've done and you do for this country. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Roy. I think you make more out of it than it is, but I'm certainly pleased that we are where we are with this program moving forward for the interpreters and our allies that worked with us overseas. I mean, this is a very positive development, and we just need to keep going with it. Canada needs to fulfill its moral obligation to take care of these people.
Yes, sir.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.